Okay, so we're going back to Maimer Aleph Tefila at the end of Perek Aleph. Divrei Amasa Vehinei V'Divrei Rambam. Vehinei V'Divrei Rambam Anuroyim Kama Inyonim B'Mahus HaTefila. Mispalel U'Mischanin B'Chol Yoyim L'Fonu B'Tzbarach. Rambam writes that he's Mispalel Mischanin Magid Shivchoy Shoy L'Srochov Shutzorech Lem B'Vakosh V'Tachanunim. Four things. Mispal Mischanin, just to praise. Magid Shivchoy, talk about the greatness. Ask for what you need. Right? Why are all of these four things, Tefillah, Tachanunim, Shevach, and Bakosha included in Tefillah? What's the significance of the Avodah that a person asks for what he needs? In other words, I understand that you bring a carbon, Meridika, you're giving something up, Meridika sacrifice. I understand that part of the Avodah could be that I'm talking about the greatness of God. That makes sense. But how is it considered Avodah that which I'm asking for my own personal desires? Somebody who's hurt, should go to the doctor. Somebody who's hurt, so he goes, yeah, somebody, can you help me? If you can help me, someone asks you to help me. So I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu can help me, so I'm going to ask him. How is that considered a service? How is that considered an avodah? So it says, let's explain something very fundamental, a big yisoid in the entire concept of what a tefillah is all about. Anything, any aspect of Avodas Hashem, in any aspect of mitzvahs that are connected to the heart, are included in tefillah. Right? In other words, kavana. We talk about any kavana, but any mitzvahs. You talk about Avodas Hashem, I'm saying Tluyos B'Lev, we'll be talking about Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem. Those are all Tluyos B'Lev. So those are all included under the rubric of davening. Chazal Omru, Rei Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashem, Beis Mikdash Osu L'Chore. He saw the Beis Mikdash going to be destroyed. Omer Beis Mikdash Osu L'Chore, Mispa'al Gimel Pa'im V'Chol Yoyim, so he made a takana that Klal Yisrael should daven three times a day. Because Yishlom HaGoyil Ma'alas HaTefillah. In other words, what's the pshat? Moshe Rabbeinu sees the Beis Hamikdash being destroyed, so he decides to be Misak and Davin. What do we see from here? Tefillah is the Hechitimtz, is our way, is our mechanism of coping with the tragedies of the Beis Hamikdash and dealing with the reality of a lack of avodah of the Beis Hamikdash. It's a nechama for the Beis Hamikdash, and it's also a way that we can still have an avodah Hashem without the base of Middash. It says the pshat is why? Because tefillah be'etzim, the yisoid of davening, what it's all about is that it's this exalted relationship and connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We see in the Kitzvei Ari that through our great kavanis, our holy kavanis that we have in davening, it causes a relationship between Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Shekhinah. In other words, it causes a reverse engineering that we see the world as it Olam Hazdik. Our perception of reality is Olam Hazdik. Our goal is to reverse engineer and see the source of the Olam Hazdik is really coming from the Olam HaSaliyah and is really coming from Ruchnis. Our goal is to see that when we see a table, we don't only see a table, but we see the Kedusha in that table. We're undoing the process that existed of that physical manifestation, trying to see the spiritual that really exists there. Through our Kavanas and Davening, we have the capability of connecting back that gap, or I should say, we should undoing that separation between the ruchnius and the gashmius. Kiva oivden dilatatoi. Why? Because based on our actions down here, itoy oivden diloi, it awakens, it causes great things to happen up there. If through davening we create that relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it also causes that relationship to take a place, to exist in the Olam HaSulayim. Our actions have the capability of creating that Dveikus with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Zainin Tefillah Shehav Voidus Relayim. Shehav Voidus through pouring out our heart, that causes us to have that relationship. It's the mechanism of developing that relationship. Just like if you have a friend. There's two types of friends. There's a friend that you go to the movies with, you go to the ball game with, you have a good time with. And that's a good, he's your party partner. He's there to have a good time with. But that doesn't mean you trust him necessarily. You might trust him that if you're in a cave and he's connecting you, you know, to with some ropes, you're not going to fall and kill yourself. So you trust him, that's that. But that doesn't mean you're willing to all of a sudden pour out all your inner feelings and your guts and glory in front of him. You have another friend, he's not your party partner. He's not the guy that's going to have a good time with. But he's the guy that you know, he's steadfast, he's there, he is so strong, you could tell him anything at any time of the day. And he's going to be there for you. He's that true friend that's looking out for your best interests. He's the ear that's going to listen to your problems. He's the one that's really going to allow you to express your inner essence. That friend is the one that you're going to connect to in a much deeper way. Right? Even though you're not having the good times together, he might not be interested in going to the Mets game. He might not be interested in going whitewater rafting. But at the end of the day, Achamev Esrim, which is the closer friend? Which is the one that you feel more intimately involved with? Avada, the one that you shayfich libo kamayim, the one that you spill out your guts and soul to. Kein u'dargas ha'tfilah. That's bidyuk, that's exactly the ma'ila of davening. Shegam b'she'elas tzrocha. Even if you're pouring out and asking for something, mizdabek b'Hashem, ma'ik shav also yisbar achila. You feel that relationship. Because only he's the one that can help you. In other words, like this. If you know that there's a somebody, you know, if you go to your boss and you ask for a raise, he could give you the raise. You want the raise, he could give it to you. So you ask him for a raise and he gives you money. See? Doesn't create any greater relationship. You have an appreciation for him, Avado, because he gave you, you know, a raise. Didn't create a relationship. Mashenkin, you have a friend. Okay? And that friend, he could give you the same amount of money as your boss. When you go to your friend, you don't sit down with your business tie and suit on and say, here's my business plan, you know, please give me a bunch of cash. You go to him and you say, look, I'm in a bad situation. This is what's going on in my family. This is what's going on. You know, and you're throwing your feet at his mercy and saying, please help me, and I trust you, and I stand by you, and I want you to have that relationship with me. Can you please help me? Give me this. At the end, you're getting the same amount of cash either way. But the one that you have that stronger relationship with, the one that you have that stronger connection to, is the one that you've not only said, I want X, Y, and Z, that you showed that emotion to. It's that you spilled your guts to. You say to the davening, why is Shoyel Tzuracha Takosh Baruch Hu? Why are we... Is that considered part of service? Of a voida? The Tanya says, push. Because when you're going to Takosh Baruch, you're not saying, I deserve X, Y, and Z. Here's my milas that I've been doing over the past year, past week, past day. Therefore, you should give me a refuah shleima. No, you're saying, ich bin a garnish. I have nothing. I have no reason to earn this. I don't deserve it. I'm asking for mercy. Please, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm spilling my heart and guts to you. I'm giving my emotions over to you and saying, you're the only one that can help me. So Vada develops a relationship. If the say that we're trying to get to through davening is through the davening, we should develop that relationship. So a recognition that ich bin a galnish, I'm nothing, and the only way for me to get anything is through you, creates an automatic, necessary development of that relationship. That's why Shol Tzrachim is considered part and parcel of Avodah. It's not only saying how great a Kodesh Baruch Hu is, but it's specifically saying I'm connected to you in such an intimate way that you're the only one that can help me. Ora Omar, I speak. Ora Omar, Shinyan at Tfila, with Vakes Bashem, who should cause of a Rambam Madrig, so that's what the Rambam wrote in Tfila, Shiel, Liboy Ponel, Mailik, Iluho, Oimil, Bishamai. That's why the Rambam writes that you should have remove all other thoughts from your heart, and you should look as if you're standing up in Shemayim. They were able to remove themselves from physicality, from the physical realms. They were able to view themselves completely devoid of any physicality. That they got almost to the level of prophecy. Because of their incredible amount of connection to the Hashem, they got to this letter, this category, this aspect of their life, that they kolos nefesh, they destroyed their body, their physicality to Hashem. Their complete individuality was given over and neglected and negated towards that of a Kodesh Baruch. That's what the Mar Brachas tells, Mishnah Brachas. They had to wait an hour before they wait, they're twiddling their thumbs, they weren't playing dominoes. Right? What were they doing? Shoin Sha'achas. Lisgoinim, to prepare themselves. Lisboinim, to contemplate. La'agil adargis tevekis alolo, to reach those levels of connection. To understand that, you know, they're sitting there reading through a Ramachal Derech Hashem. They sat there, steiging away in the Siva Shalom. This is who I am. This is what life is all about, right? Musar Seder was an hour before davening, not in order to figure out my midas, but to figure out what is my relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shaliba mayu muchan lizdavik b'Hashem, that they prepared their hearts in order that now that I recognize that I have that capability to connect, when I get into davening, I'm going to turn on the what's the first thing that's going to happen? I'm going to have that connection. I'm going to develop that relationship. Right? If for the past hour I've been thinking and contemplating, preparing myself to get ready for the relationship, just like a man before he goes on a date, you know, make sure his tie is on right, make sure that he took a shower. All of that's in order that when he goes on that date, she's not going to be turned off right away, right? I'm going to have that, the first impression is going to be good, which is going to allow for the attempt to develop that relationship. You go through your head 50 times, what am I going to say? Right? If we understand that davening is ultimate development of that relationship, it requires preparation. It requires those moments beforehand where we can stop and think about for a second, okay, I am about to start having a relationship. I'm about to go on a date. So, what am I going to do? What am I going to say? How am I going to say it? Bukumosh Omar, Maral, Kumosh Kot Maral, the Maral, right? It's from Sibis Island. Kishlemus Havoida Hazes Shel Tfila, that the perfect Tfila, Ukimurum is Bechazal. A person should enter into shul, two psachim, and then daven. First, he has to remove anything that's outside of this davening, outside of this avoida, outside of this, what am I about to do? First thing. And remove anything that's going to prevent any thoughts that are going to prevent me from having this amazing, deep relationship with Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's Pesach Echel. What's the second Pesach? The Knesset of Pesach Sheni is Yachtus Vasdegus Dabkus by El Hashem Yisbarach. Once I've now realized that I'm only going to focus on this relationship, I can go into that room and have that relationship. There's the preparation, and then there's the lamais.
I always think about a date. You're walking into a hotel to meet a girl, right? She's there. Mitzvah Hashem one day, right? You're walking into a hotel to meet the girl. So every guy, before he doesn't run in, right? He doesn't run in. You go on to business, you don't run in. You get there a couple seconds early, you make sure you adjust your tie, you make sure your hair's in the right place, make sure you know, everything's... your jacket's on right, you make sure you don't have any stains. Then you go. Then you go. It's true when you're going to have a relationship with a vada and a vada, halachas kama v'kama 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 v'kama, if our goal of tefillah is to have that relationship with well. Matzina v'kuzavi b'nit tefillah miyud zikaron ala mabel b'tefillah v'mishum shemispal izdabik bo'or aloki b'chay. Why is it that davening doesn't mention anything about the mabel? Because we're talking about developing that relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu while you're still alive. Hachim ispal l'roisai b'eino. You want to see the relationship with your own eyes. We spell it al madregas and nevuah to get to the levels of nevuah. That's the greatest cure, but the greatest relationship a person can have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kvar ispalel b'lisofek amashu godoy miolim abo. So you're davening about something greater than olim abo. And if you get to that level of dveikus, of kirvah, you get to the relationship, the level of nevuah, but you get olam habazo too. You mean shadabak nafshu binyan aloki kshu tord truda b'mikray gufa mechayvah. Because if a person's able to have that amazing connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu while he's steeped in difficulties and he's bothered by the different aspects and facets that are going on in his life in this world, and pains and difficulties, all the more so, you'll have that relationship, you'll have that connection when you get to Olam Haba. Avad will be much greater. I remember Noach Weinberg from Eishet Torah used to always say, you take a guy off the wall, right, have a meeting with a guy from Makota, whatever, say, if somebody held the gun to your head today, say, renounce your Judaism or die. What would you do? So most people said they would die. They're not wearing a yarmulke, never kept kosher, day in love, Shabbos was in a dream. They weren't willing to give up the Judaism, they'd rather die. And they could always say, if you're willing to die for it, I want you to live what you're willing to die for. I want you to live for what you're willing to die for. That relationship, b'shas ma'isa, with death, is a lot easier than to live your life with that connection. And if you do it in Goyim Hazeh, Abad and Abad, you're going to get another Mabo. Mishpacha. With the Slonim Rebbe. Say the Ad Kan.